Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You act a fool.
You know, especially if you have small kids and they take the kids. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little bit older. Your partner goes, you know what? It just doesn't have the same zip.
Yeah.
And so you guys are...
Throw something Monday.
Yeah, maybe I'll have some guys over.
Yeah, throw something Monday night for the game.
Who's playing?
I think it's Atlanta-Philly.
You know what?
But
no, school night. That's the only problem. It's a school night.
Sometimes those are the best nights.
What's the Sunday night game?
And I think that may be it. Hold on. Sunday night game. Oh, Bears-Texans.
Yeah, I'm not having a party.
Yeah, and I wouldn't come over anyway. Falcons Eagles, Steiny.
My favorite quarterback.
Boy.
How long is he going to have that job?
Are we going to talk about Tua real quick?
Sure.
Just retire Tua. I was on him. I feel bad about his performance up until the head injury. But if anybody should have mastered the slide, Russell Wilson's the best at it. But, Steiny, how do you not know how to slide? Bottom line, partner, the shield should, he's a grown-ass man, right? I can't wait to hear your answer. He shouldn't come back he shouldn't be allowed to. This has been going on, man. This is serious now. And if we know science about head trauma, brain bleeds, Steiny, he should be done. You've gotten paid. They just paid him, but we won't even go there.
Well, I mean, I just...
What would you tell him?
I just don't think it's that easy.
If he wants to come back and play?
Exactly. Exactly. It's a tough one because that wasn't...
I mean,
that didn't look like an obvious concussion to me.
His hands and are you watching his limbs?
No, I mean the hit.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
I mean, he had a concussion, but usually when you see a guy get hit in the head, you're like, ooh. But that play at first sight, I thought, it got a little awkward tackle there. And then you looked at the replay and you realized that, you know, he got hurt in a big way.
What's it all for at the end of the day? I can't speak for another grown man, Steiny, but his loved ones got to get in his ear.
Let me ask 49er fans this. And we're just messing around before the show and picking out who the best running back is in the league, who the best pass catcher is in the league. And I just threw it at Goo. Who would you rather have, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey?
J.K. Dobbins.
Who, by the way, is racking up fantasy points. Ha ha.
And you have him on how many of your 9 teams?
3.
Oh, well, yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's great.
Number 3.
And again, Guru says he'd rather have a Justin Jefferson. I get it. There's just something about the amount of touches a guy like McCaffrey gets where I see him. I look at his value in the amount of plays that he touches the ball. And I'm not a, you know what? And I'll be honest with you. I'm not skilled at noticing how a great receiver impacts a game when he's not catching the ball. I mean, and I'm not talking about blocking. I'm talking about looking at a tape and seeing Justin Jefferson run a route and watch how the defense either leans to him or shades him, which allows other things to open up. I get all that, but that's hard for me to measure. And so... I just look at it, well, McCaffrey has 20 carries and 5 catches a game, and a great wide receiver has 6 to 8 catches a game. Even though I realize they're impacting more plays than that. I don't know. I think if you were to ask me, do I want Justin Jefferson or any other running back? I guess maybe at this point I take Barkley, but for some reason,
who has one playoff win under his belt and in his career, and I'm not blaming him, Stoney.
Well, but the bottom line with Jefferson, is,
you got me thinking about the Niners without McCaffrey. Their season's not over. Like Miami, if Tua's done, they're finished, right? You would think their hopes are. Skylar Thompson, like, it just goes to what I think you're saying without saying it. The Niners still will be Billy Badass without McCaffrey. Let's hope that's not the case, but it speaks to the brilliance of Kyle and an undrafted free agent in J.P. Mason, who showed you if I get the opportunity running behind that line, it was 1 week, I could put up numbers, and we still can score Gurdy.
Nobody calls it that. Nobody.
Stiney, the streets call it that.
Evan, have you ever heard that? And you live in the city.
We call it Gurdy.
Everybody's shaking their head. But, no.
See, Evan's so straight.
Everybody, take that back to Sacramento.
Even if he hadn't said, I'm from
Sacramento. Take it back to the U.
I'm willing to give Goo the benefit of the doubt, but I personally have not heard Gurdy.
Gary Payton, Isaiah Ryder, all the cats from the Bay walk in here and I say Gurdy. They like, okay, I know what you're talking about, Pippen. Come on, Stoney, you got to get hip. Like a hippopotamus.
Oh, I'm hip. Yeah. In fact, I got a better hip than you.
Well, can you if you got
a new one? Mine's made of steel.
But you got to go through hell in the airport. You're that guy. Norm got so much metal in him. It's like, damn it.
Yeah, I get pulled over for additional screening. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
Jonathan.
Hey. Great, guys. Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to say, man, I'm thinking a wide receiver. You know why? Because it's a passing league.
Wow.
And not only that, isn't this Kyle Shanahan system could literally plug you, me, and Guru, and we could run for 1,000 yards?
It feels that way.
So why are we paying a top-notch wide receiver top money, man? I'd rather have a top-flight wide receiver, because those dudes, they don't need a scheme. They got skills to be wide open from the get-go. You know, they could run their routes and they'll be wide open. And like I said, it's a passing league. Isn't Patrick Mahomes the Steph Curry of the NFL? You can't beat that guy doing a dink and dunk. We already tried that. We were runner-ups 2 times in a row.
Wow. So you're saying receiver. So Jonathan, you think that one of the reasons the Niners have come up a little bit short is because in their last 2 Super Bowls, they haven't had a guy like that.
Yep. Hey, how many Super Bowls did the 49ers win with Jerry Rice?
Wow. Yeah, there you go. That's 5. What I said, Jay.
That would be 5.
Yep.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yep. Appreciate the call.
He calls Willard and Dibbs. I hear him in the afternoon.
Well, he's the mailman.
Yeah, I know.
But he's not the mailman that the dude from Boston wants to coach the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Eric.
There we go. Yeah.
That's Eric the mailman.
Or Carl Malone. Black neck.
Carl Malone. Oh, he was the mailman.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. You ask me what I think about Michael Jordan. He's a man.
I'm going to give you a 3 for your Malone. I've never heard anybody try him.
What do you think of when you think of Michael Jordan? Well, Michael Jordan.
That's
think of Michael Jordan.
I'm gonna give you a 3.
He's just a man.
Damn, Stein.
You should take some of that advice. Michael Jordan's just a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not a myth. I mean, he's not a spirit.
We'll see.
Thank you. You know what? No, this is what hit me. This is what hit me too over the course of this week. We used to ask listeners, well, you know, who's the most important player on the Niners? And we had a variety of answers, but I'll tell you what I don't think the answer is anymore. McCaffrey.
That is, and there's no bad in that, right? It's almost like a compliment to the system.
If McCaffrey is out for the year, and he won't be, the 49ers can still win the Super Bowl.
But I didn't think that before Monday night. I'm sorry.
If Brock Purdy gets hurt, they have no chance to win the Super Bowl.
Man.
And
what is that saying?
Well, it might come back. It may simply come down to who is the next man up. The next man up from McCaffrey is Jordan Mason. Maybe he's really good. And the differentiation between Jordan Mason and McCaffrey, you know, is let's say this wide, you know, maybe 8 inches wide. Well, what's the difference between Trent Williams and Jalen Moore? That's the backup, right?
Jalen Moore. Okay, good call.
Well, it's much bigger than that. So if Trent Williams goes out, you have a monster drop-off there. If Purdy goes out, I think you're going to have a noticeable drop-off.
And that's why it's the most important position in the game.
And for McCaffrey, I'm not saying you want to win without him.
Right. Nobody is.
But I think they can.
And the game, Stani, is to move the chains, right?
Yeah.
There's all kind of styles to different running backs, but the bottom line is if you're getting 3-4 yards a pop, you got action. And you are right, I believe, just like what we do here. We do radio, Stani. I'll lick you in the face and say you got more responsibilities doing all the ins and outs, driving Evan crazy when you miss stuff. But, you know, I'm coasting and you got it's a little more difficult. And that, to me, is the quarterback drop-off. Is it easier not to be McCaffrey, but go get those 3 to 4 yards to keep the drive going as a running back, as opposed to all the responsibilities that come with being a successful starting quarterback, and then when you run a Skylar Thompson out there or Dobbs or Allen? Like, there's no doubt if Purdy goes down, Stani, my confidence goes down the drain.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks.
I won't do that with McCaffrey, and hopefully we don't see it, but it's just reality.
Well, I think the difference is if you don't have Purdy, you can't win the Super Bowl. If you don't have McCaffrey, it's going to be harder to win the Super Bowl.
But you still can.
Exactly. 415, see, this is an interesting point from our friend Murillo in Petaluma. He said, well, the question was about two specific players, McCaffrey and Jefferson.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It wasn't about the position. Between the two, the answer is McCaffrey. And I think what Murillo means is, if you're just talking about the position, it's wide receiver. Well, that tells me that Christian McCaffrey's in a group of how many running backs, would you say? Like, how many running backs are at McCaffrey's level his tier?
Three.
Who?
I'll go Barkley when healthy.
Okay.
I'll go, and I'm reaching now.
Jordan Mason.
I'll give you
a four
for that.
Is he going to do this all day?
No, but right, he's off to a good start. I'll go Mixon. I'll throw Mixon in there. But there are no Tony Dorsett's or Franco Harris's or Roger Craig's or Earl Campbell's.
McCaffrey's kind of like Roger Craig.
No, I got him in the three. Outside of that.
Oh, outside of that. Outside of that.
Yeah.
I got you. Mike B says CMC over JJ all day long unless you have a good quarterback. Look at Jimmy G with Devontae Adams. Nothing. Jimmy G with a running game beats the Packers in the playoffs with eight throws. All right.
But he was in that system, that Jedi system.
Oh, this is interesting. From the 415. If you ask 31 teams who they would want to take off the Niners, either for their own team, what player would other teams take from the Niners? If you said to the Tennessee Titans,
McCaffrey
you
would
can
go
have
first.
Anybody.
McCaffrey would go first.
Not according to this guy.
Yeah, I think there's a couple other options.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, Evan, who would you get? Before you go, Sonny, Evan, who would you go first?
A quarterback.
Oh.
Brock?
That's not even what the 415 has. He says if you ask 31 teams who they'd want from the Niners, it would be Debo or Trent Williams.
I'm not mad at that.
Interesting.
But I think McCaffrey would go before Debo.
Well, we can do it this way. 888-957-9570. If you're a Niner fan, and I said, what player could you least afford to lose? In other words, what guy can you not have taken off your team? That's where I think it isn't McCaffrey.
Well, it's Purdy then. But that's because
what about
he's
Trent? Can they win a Super Bowl without Trent but with Purdy?
Right now, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he does two things, right? He's responsible for blocking and...
You going to win a quarterback with or win a Super Bowl with Brandon Allen?
Oh, no. That's why I said... That's why my answer was Purdy. I said...
I didn't answer it. I'm in the middle.
But...
Well, I'm waiting for you to answer, Steiny.
Well, whatever the
take
one...
Take your jacket
whatever,
off. You're making me hot.
It's cold in here today. Yeah. I'm going to try to give the answer Evan's that Evan won't disagree with.
Oh, gosh.
Who do we think it is, Purdy? It's Purdy.
Well, just go around the league. Yeah. How many teams, if I told you you're playing them this week, you got to win the game.
Okay.
Which player are you taking off their team?
The 49ers, to give yourself the best chance to win.
Well, like actually this weekend might be a good example because who are you taking off the Vikings?
Justin Jefferson.
Not Sam Darnold.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Right. I think if the Vikings, this is kind of fun, actually. If the Vikings could say, we want one guy not to play, I think it would be Purdy. What do you think?
I agree.
And that was
yeah,
my
I'd rather
answer.
Play Josh Dobbs or Brandon Allen.
Oh, my gosh.
I could, but I could also see another team maybe saying Trent Williams. Well, another team.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I do agree. I think most people would take Purdy there.
And not to make people's head hurt, but what? Heads hurt, but the bottom line is
too soon.
You know what? Damn, Evan, you're special. Listen, Steiny, who's the best player, offensive player in football right now?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Non-quarterback.
Okay.
I'm taking McCaffrey.
Okay. Fair
I
enough.
I understand that.
Okay.
But he's in a system that could still function without him to where if we went to all kind of other systems around the league and you took their McCaffrey off, you got no action. Like, that's how highly I think of McCaffrey.
But interestingly, only two other teams have him. Only two other teams, like, have a McCaffrey. You know what I mean? If he's in a group of Mixon and Saquon Barkley and then there's a drop-off.
What about Jamar Chase? He's incredible with Cincinnati. He wasn't incredible last week, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got him right.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to Filmo, Mike. Get us started. Let's go, Filmo. Get us started, buddy.
Yeah. I got to reroute y'all, bro. Y'all talking all this cute stuff. This is week two. We talking soup. What are we talking about? We got to play the Vikings on Sunday, and y'all talking about who would you have if you want to win? Who would you take out? Man, I don't care about those Super Bowls. We on week two. If y'all don't get y'all show together right now, nobody cares about McCaffrey or who would I rather have. All this cute talk. We need to focus on Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings defense.
Yeah, that'll move
on
the
some
needle.
Real talk.
Brian Flores will move
Mike,
the needle.
I'm shocked.
Get him, Goo.
And we don't even know if McCaffrey is. And we don't even know if McCaffrey's playing. Wow, Michael.
That's my point. That's my point. We don't need to be worrying about, oh, who do you think you can have and not have to get to the Super Bowl?
Who
do you think?
Me,
we
Mike.
Need everybody for the Vikings. We need everybody
well,
for the Rams.
You're going to have everybody.
Well, hey, we got to get it together, bro. But talking about what can happen if we don't have this person, can we make it to the Super Bowl without this person? No!
Why don't you call the Heat again and get the topics changed?
Mike, it's your reality, though, bro. I get it, you know? If you want the Baldy, you can get the Baldy. But the bottom line is, it ain't cute. It's your reality. This umbrella of is he going to play or not play has basically hijacked the Niners season. We'll get to the game. We will. I feel you. But the bottom line, Michael, I'm just telling you is, what are you going to, is he in? Is he out? And I could tell it's bothering you. That you're taking it out on us. It's bothering
you, Mike. That's a good call.
It is bothering him, and I get it because he's a diehard.
It's a good call.
But he doesn't know how to process, is he playing or not, and he's lashing out at us. Go ahead, Mike. I get it.
Let me just say one thing. We're talking about, you guys are talking about, who would you rather have, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey? Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a four.
So my point is, I'm saying that all that is cute and all. Y'all talking like we got Super Bowls up under our belt. Mm. We have zero, nothing, milch for 30 years. So until we get one Super Bowl, then we can start talking about, okay, who'd you rather have? McCaffrey, Debo, Trent, all this other cute stuff. But until then, we better win on Sunday.
Yeah.
All this talk about Super Bowl.
You know what?
We better win on
Sunday.
What,
Mike?
All this talk about
you know what, Mike? That's not how we do it here.
I love Mike.
We ain't talking A-gap.
But Mike is missing the rat on the table. This is all.
Mike's mad.
This is the origin of this conversation. It stems from McCaffrey.
Exactly.
Is he in or out?
You are not doing a great job.
Hey, he was hot. Mike is hot. But you know what? This stems from, and they went without him,
dude. Guru, this, and I try to point this out every time it happens. Your understanding of people.
Oh, that was
incredible.
That
you can read people like the back of your hand.
He's frustrated.
And that's
I
right.
got it. I'm here for
he
you.
He was
Mike.
Lashing out.
No doubt about it.
It had nothing to do with us.
No doubt about it.
He
man.
Was lashing
He's
out.
He's frustrated. And you saw that.
Mike?
He ended it with the non-Super Bowls, getting blue balls for
exactly.
the Super Bowl.
You know what?
I've been there.
Take care,
he
Mike.
Was, we're here for you, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, maybe I'll invite you over to watch watch the game this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Right. Mike was hot. But come on, Mike, you got to follow with the class. Keep up. Don't fall behind.
We
are talking about.
Exactly. Come on, Mike.
Who on
Sit
this
up
earth?
In the front row yeah. next
Real
next
quick,
week.
Steiny, who on this earth knows if McCaffrey's going Sunday?
Nobody.
That's well,
possibly.
Maybe 5
but
people.
But wouldn't that bother you?
Well, apparently it doesn't bother Mike.
No, that's why he's lashing out. It does.
I know.
Ain't gonna hear around the end of the line.
You know what? Hey, you know what, Mike?
The line's
now you brought this
game.
On yourself.
Hey, come on, boy. It's one question about this game.
Right.
Is Mason gonna be the guy?
I think it's fair. Hey, would you rather have a great receiver or a great running back?
Yeah, cute stuff. Yeah, cute
but
stuff.
As far as mechanics,
hey, you know what?
Nobody
I'm saying
can lash out with the best of them like Mike. He's still.
Well, you can.
Well,
you know what?
He got at us, Steiny.
I don't do this often.
He got at us.
Sometimes I do it on the YouTube chat. Mike, you're done.
No.
Mike's done.
Nah. You got,
possibly.
That's a group decision.
It's just a figure of speech.
Oh, okay,
it doesn't really mean he's done. But
well, until the end of the week.
Yeah, he was lashing out, Evan.
He was.
He's frustrated.
Hey, Mike, what's up? Mike married, you know?
I think he's single.
Well,
yeah.
There's another reason.
But he's married to the game.
But
so he's a diehard.
He's got a void. There's a
we
deep
all do.
Yawning chasm.
We all do
somewhere.
Get off of Mike.
No, yeah. I'm not going to get off of Mike. Mike's got 3.5 hours coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mike wanted that 12 personnel talk.
You know what? Go to Dibley for that. He's great.
Dibbers.
He's great at that. Great at that stuff.
Trying to bring us down on a payday Friday.
Yeah, he can't. He yeah. can't.
I had to get out.
He's
him.
Reaching.
Yeah.
He's reaching. It's like Curry on defense sometimes. Or Westbrook.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got Jamie in San... Oh, Jaime. I'm sorry. Jaime in San Pablo and Jonathan in San Leandro. We'll take you on the other side. Someone wants to respond to Filmo Mike.
Oh.
And I got more to say about Filmo Mike. I just don't understand. I just don't understand the vitriol. You know, and here's the other thing, Mike. Here's the other thing. Mouth. You know, we've gotten specific instructions from the boss. And you know what they are? Two words, he says. Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.